T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rachel, you have headlines?
I do, and headlines is brought to you by Schnucks, the big headline at Schnucks this week. With real ice cream with dozens of indulgent flavors like frosted sugar cookie, there are surprises in store. Be surprised by the new Schnucks ice cream today. The only reason I really wanted to do headlines today is because I have a meth squirrel update. Do we have the sound ready?
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Elizabeth Gentle. The suspected attack squirrel owner has surfaced. And this afternoon, we went live on Facebook with another squirrel. Limestone County's investigator confirms this is the man that they're looking for, Mickey Ponk. They say he held a squirrel captive and fed it meth to make it more aggressive. But in Ponk's video, he says his squirrel is not on meth.
His squirrel is not on meth.
My favorite, fake news?
I guess so. So I apologize to the listening audience. I got a bad lead yesterday on this meth squirrel.
Or maybe Mickey Polk is a liar.
It could be.
Hey,
there's
if you can't
meth
trust
in the equation.
A meth dealer.
You can't trust Mickey Polk. Who can you trust?
Who can you trust?
The part that I didn't even realize until Ryan just played the sound again for me is he went live with another squirrel. So this is like the squirrel whisperer. I don't know anyone who has a pet squirrel, but this guy has multiple squirrels under his thumb.
Well, they can get meth. Yeah, they come to him.
Yeah.
Word's out.
The word is out.
It looks like this guy is still at large. He's probably got the entire squirrel community helping
him.
To all
fellow squirrels.
He's like Aquaman, but with squirrels.
If you want some meth, Mickey Polk has your back.
Bunch of squirrels out there on the corners dancing.
Mickey Polk has your hookup.
Trying to get a couple bucks. Hey, look, I swear to God, I'm just trying to catch the bus.
One hit a day, Mickey, and I won't ever let anybody come into this house.
His squirrel was not on meth.
You give me my fix, and I got this door covered. Nobody will enter.
This is just absolutely crazy. To take a more serious turn, 22 more St. Louis police officers.
Maybe we should have started with that one.
No, we had to lead with the meat and potatoes. 22 more St. Louis police officers have been added to the list of cops on Kim Gardner's exclusion list. So now we have 59 officers where they will not take cases that they present.
Keeping St. Louis safe.
I get investigating if you think racist stuff is going on or shady stuff is going on. I get investigating, but refusing to take any case that they bring in, why are they even allowed to still be on the force at that? And yeah. This is not a knock against the police officers. This is, why are you wasting your time
Right. Letting
people go out and do their jobs if Right. You're not going to do your job?
What happens when a prosecutor is not a prosecutor?
Right.
Yeah. If they're racist and they are, if they're guilty of holding these beliefs and perpetrating them, then they shouldn't be police officers. While they're police officers,
let them be police
officers.
They have to be
police officers, and you have to take their cases, and they have to be able to do their jobs. Find the truth, and if they shouldn't be police officers, then take them off the force so they're not police officers. But while they're police officers, you have to let them do their jobs.
So these 22 officers were put on the list because they have been a part of this. I don't know if you've seen this on the Riverfront Times. They seem to be covering it more than anyone else. But hey, we went through and we combed through all these officers' Facebook pages and we found these xenophobic, racist posts. So these are all officers who have been involved with that. That investigation is ongoing. So I guess I understand why they would be put on the list. But the Police Officers Association says in the past, there have been no like mandates for how you get on the list. It's just, you're bad, so we put you on the list. Kim Gardner has not been specific with how these people ended up on the...
Yeah, and ignore the fact that she's under investigation, probably will be indicted. She's fighting for her political life, and there are certain cops who don't play her game. Oh my gosh, they end up on the list.
Yeah.
What happens to all those cases? All can they be brought back after she's gone, or is it just, nope, those are done?
I think they're just refusing
to
take them at all.
As an attorney, I can tell you they'll never bring those cases. Because any defense attorney worth their salt, all you have to do is say, Perfect. Yeah, the arresting officer. Let me tell you about the list that they've been on. Mm-hmm.
They're permanently banned, meaning her office won't issue charges, won't apply for search warrants they seek, and won't consider cases in which they are essential witnesses. So you're just a pariah at that
That's
point.
A joke.
Unbelievable.
That's a joke.
Let's see. San Francisco could be the first city in the United States to ban e-cigarette sales. The ban was approved unanimously over concerns of youth vaping. So you can't get it at all in San Francisco. It looks like a lot of cities and a lot of states are looking at banning the flavored tobacco because it just seems, you know, tailor-made for tweens. Coca-Cola and Pepsi are the leaders in ocean-polluting plastics, according to a new report. It seems like you see a story every day with, like, a whale came up on shore and its stomach was completely full of plastic soda bottles. Coke is the worst offender. Pepsi is the second.
Well, is Coke and Pepsi the worst offenders? Are they dumping the plastic?
Right.
Are the companies dumping the plastic into the ocean?
That's a good point.
Or are people throwing their Coke bottles in the water?
It's that. But I think at this point, the problem is...
That just means there's a lot of Coke bottles in the
water. Also, I wonder how it's ending up in the ocean. Because maybe I'm wrong, but... It's hard to imagine that there are enough beachgoers and boaters that just throw bottles into the ocean.
Do you think some trash companies dump into the ocean?
It would almost have to be. I mean, that would take
And then since Coke and Pepsi are such popular things, that's why they're stuff.
Right. Well, this study is going after them for being the top plastic producers.
Yeah.
Which, at that point, you're punishing them for selling a lot of product. But,
right.
Yeah.
To your question, how does trash... I mean, we've all seen the pictures of islands covered in trash. Obviously, there is a lot of trash in the ocean. How is all of it ending up in the ocean? Is somebody somewhere dumping trash in the ocean?
I think they would have to be.
Or is there something along the line in the system where it's getting out of where it's supposed to be?
We just had the astrophysicist on the air. What about trash goes up, point it at the sun, send it to the sun, right?
Hmm?
That's
yes.
a solution, isn't it?
Let's throw all the trash into space.
At the sun.
No, it's space's problem.
At the sun.
Not just randomly into space. Don't be crazy now. Let's have a plan.
You see the story
and
the video of a baseball game of 7-year-olds with a 13-year-old ump. 13-year-old ump made a call that half the people didn't like, and it turned into fisticuffs and haymakers,
dude,
and a big giant fight among the adults.
I never had anything like that happen, but I was an ump when I was 15. It was technically the first job that I ever had that I got paid for. And I was 15. I would ump like 7 and 8 year old games, and there were times when I had parents just heckling me and coaches coming after me and getting, and I was 15. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, the last real fight I almost got in was softball when Phoebe was 7 and she was warming up to pitch. And she was having trouble finding the plate. And the other coach goes, "Hey, girls, don't sweat it. This girl can't get the plate." Yeah. You can imagine how I responded to
Rude.
That.
That's not true. The other day, you almost got in a fight with a guy in Miata.
That's true. Yeah. I want to fight.
But I want to fight
this
you.
This one was real close.
I want to fight.
You guys, I'm sorry to keep coming back to Meth Squirrel, but this story keeps developing.
Ooh.
Apparently, in the Facebook Live video that this gentleman posted, he claimed that his squirrel was the same squirrel that allegedly was fed meth. So he said he fled from the police, he circled back around, whistled, the squirrel came out of the tree, got on his shoulder, and went to the new location with him.
Well.
Deputies say, we don't know, he might have two squirrels. There's no way of proving that this
everyone,
is the same squirrel that we released into the
everyone
wild.
Everyone who has a meth squirrel, you have a clean squirrel. We all know this.
Yes.
Just in case the popo gets
somebody
called.
Somebody needs to do a urine test.
You bring in the clean squirrel, who's nothing but reasonable and cute. Duh. Welcome to your first day in drug dealing.
The camera-ready squirrel.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.